Good morning, people. Welcome back to Frugal BC. Prices are recovering in Algorand, Hedera, all the altcoins, and Bitcoin. So great news for that. Welcome to the show, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well out there. Let us know you're here in the chat. And we got plenty of news to cover today. Some really interesting Algorand news that we're going to look at. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Definitely some Hedera news. And I've got some Polygon news because I found some very interesting things on Polygon this morning that I thought were interesting. Now, I tried really hard to go live on YouTube Vertical again. I still can't quite figure it out, so I'm gonna have to play around with that. I'll probably run a test here, maybe over the weekend, to find out what is going on, but we'll get to that. We are live today on YouTube, on Kick, on Twitch, and on X. So feel free to give us a shout out on any of those platforms. We're always happy to hear from you. And chat is a little quiet this morning, so I guess we will get right into the charts. Now, one of the annoying things here is that my new setup is really awesome, but I haven't figured out the live streaming to Vertical yet. Still working on that. It looks like there's a way you can do it right from studio, but I couldn't get it to work. It was grayed out for some reason. And see, we got some viewers here, so appreciate you being here. When I go live, it creates a separate stream, and then apparently there's a way you can go into studio. In fact, I'm gonna try one more time. I don't know if it's gonna work. Oh, I just hit it, so it might be working now. Cool. All right, we'll see how that goes then. But anyway, Hacken Dexter says, "What's the reason of the price increase today?" There isn't always a reason, by the way, but there is a reason, I think, for Polygon. We're going to look at that because there's a couple things going on Polygon, and we're going to look at that. That increase was actually pretty significant. Otherwise, generally, we just got things increasing. Caitlin Guzman in the chat saying hello. Good morning to you, Caitlin. Welcome. I think you're on the West Coast, yeah? So pretty early in the morning for you, I imagine. And just a reminder that if you guys want to listen to this offline, you can download our podcast. Just search Frugal BC on Spotify and on Apple iTunes. And if there's somewhere else you'd like it, let me know. I think I can put it up there with a click of a button. In fact, I guess it would just make sense to do that no matter what, so it's everywhere. But those are the two main platforms. So if you want to check out our podcast, I do some light editing. I just take out some of the big spaces, and otherwise it's pretty much as you would get it here. And you can listen to it on the go. We're getting some listeners already. And if you like it, give us a 5-star review, or at least a 4-star one, but I'd appreciate a 5-star review. It'd be nice to hear that and see that helps other people see it, gives us some visibility. Only post the best says, how much is it? How much is the podcast? It is a completely free, if that's what you're asking. I need 250. Oh, are you talking about Polygon? Yeah, we're a long ways from that. I'm still way under on Polygon, but we're gonna get to the prices. So, yeah, just a reminder too, if you're asking questions in the chat, try to be specific about what you're asking about because there's a delay in when I'm talking and when the chat actually comes through. So I don't always know what you're referring to. So be really clear about what you're referring to when you ask me questions in the chat. I appreciate that. Why don't we just get to the charts right away? Because we got some news to get through today too. And we'll come back to this, but let's see. I have this set up for, yeah, that should be fine. So right now, Bitcoin recovering. Oh, algo, yeah. We'll get to algo too. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's not 250, I'll tell you that much, but it's definitely on the right direction. Bitcoin sitting above 91,000 again, so definitely recovering. And we're still up on the week, by the way, so not too bad. XRP doing nice. Hackensack saying, I hope algo price continues to go up. That started at the beginning of the year, if that's the year of Algorand. Well, generally it's been following the market trends and, not one of the best pumpers. I've always said that Algorand's price action is just simply not one of the best ones out there. And I say this as someone that's been tracking this for at least 4 years, going on 5 years now. XRP, however, is one of those ones that pumps. And so you have to think about these a little bit separately. I think there's the technology aspect and the adoption aspect, which I think Algorand is doing wonderful at. And then you have XRP, which, you know, I think they talk about a lot of stuff that's already happening on other chains. Like just today, I was having a conversation about tokenized gold and how that's coming to XRP. Well, Algorand already has like two versions of it, by the way. There's the X Gold, I believe it's called. And then there's a Meld Gold. I've been using Meld Gold because that seems more established, but I get yelled at on that one, so whatever. And it's actually Solana up 7% on the week, too, doing pretty well, just under 140. Trying to look some outliers, other ones I care about. Actually, why don't we go, who's top right now? And that's Polygon, and we are going to talk about Polygon later today because it's up 37% on the week and 16% today. And there's a reason for that. Now, rarely, I think it's rare that, and I don't think it's entirely news-based, but it's rare that a piece of news really moves crypto prices much anymore. I think those days are gone, unfortunately, because they were nice little trading opportunities. But Polygon having a huge pump up, and that's good. Now, to put it in context, I am way down on Polygon. It was one of the surprises I had. I thought Polygon was going to actually do, it usually did pretty solid, and it just did not. So also the graph. Now that's one I haven't seen in the top gainers too much. So that's interesting. Followed by Stacks, another one that I haven't seen up there in a while. Morpho, Internet Computer Protocol. This Pudgy Penguins always seems to do good. And then we got Atom up almost 19% on the week, which is good. I have a nice little bag of Atom and Tezos, blast from the past. It was one of the first cryptos I owned outside of the main three at the time back in 2017. So, and mostly because they offered staking rewards. In fact, Tezos, I switched from Tezos to Algorand on Coinbase because Algorand had a better staking reward than Tezos, which may not have been the best. You know, it may not have been the smartest play, to be honest, but, you know, that's the reality of the situation. And then when staking rewards went away on Coinbase, that is why I moved to get my own wallet, which was my entry into the ecosystem. Catlin Guzman says, can't believe it's already been 4+ years since I've been watching and learning with you. That's amazing, dude. And welcome, you know, appreciate you being here. That's awesome. It's been a long haul, you know. I think my progress is a little slow in terms of subscribers and things like that. But then I look back and think where I was 4 years ago, and it's crazy how much this channel has grown. You know, it's earning some income, not a ton, but you know, it's earning something. And some of these guys, like, they're really good. They understand the monetization side far better than I do. And you know, maybe they make some deals I wouldn't either. On the 7-day, Render is the top. Render's really taken off lately, as has Jasmine Coin, Virtuals Protocol, Stacks again up there. And then Polygon, like I said. Hacken Dax says, it's Algo's year. Where's your Algo hat? Well, I actually have it right here. And I got another one too. I got a bunch of Algo stuff. I got a Carhartt Algo hat. It's like bright yellow. CJ Ward said, this is your year. Well, I appreciate that. So not a huge number of surprises. We got Sui kind of up there too. Now, Sui is one of those ones, similar tokenomics to Algorand, far less circulating supply. And frankly, it's just been, the price action has been tremendous. It's been up to $5 already. So Sui is definitely one I keep an eye on too. Anyway, why don't we switch over to, let's see, we're actually on the low end of neutral on the fear and greed index. That's important to point out. Starting the shift toward altcoin. I remember we were heavily Bitcoin last time, starting the switch back to altcoin season. I'm not even sure, to be honest, that this has as much meaning as it used to, because I think we're just way outside of the four-year cycle. I think that era is kind of over. 3.12 trillion market cap, by the way. So headed over that 3 trillion mark. And RSI kind of sitting in no man's land, not oversold, not overbought. That is relative strength index for people that want to know, kind of gives you an idea of where the buy or selling, the buying and selling that's going on. When you're in the middle like that, it's just kind of a neutral territory. All right. Yeah, why don't we go to Algorand stats and see what we got there. And by the way, if you haven't liked the video already, I appreciate if you... Oh, yeah, no, we're doing Haystack now. I forgot. Hold on. Story Haystack. And by the way, Haystack, sponsor of the channel, and we love them. You can get... I got a link in the description. If you want to trade on Haystack, you can now do it mobile. It's designed to be mobile first, but you can do it on mobile. You can do it on web now. And they've got a new tracker they just dropped, and we're going to include that in our news section as well. But they have a new way to track how whether you're up or down on your crypto, so you can actually see how you're doing, which I think is awesome. So big shout out to Haystack. I think this is the easiest way to trade in crypto. And if you want to do that and support the channel, definitely check out the link in the description below. But let's look at what is good. WAN is back, and they were boosted, but they're also 160% up on the 7-day, which is pretty wild. WAN is one of those memes that seem to kind of come and go, and here it is again, so that's interesting. And, you know, this one is interesting because it doesn't actually show Algorand itself on there like the other ones do. It's also interesting that Xalgo and Talgo have different prices, apparently, which governance algo is actually 16 cents. So I guess it makes sense because technically it's a staking algo. Hackendexta says, like it or not, Algo looks better than HBAR in pricing in the new year. That seems to have been true. It has been outperforming a bit, which is interesting. But overall, I have to make a caveat. I have no idea. I've been using Algorand and my stuff so much that I have no idea what my cost basis is, because I've just been, so much of it has come from like sponsorships. I've traded on there. I've done DeFi. At this point, it's so complex in my usage that I have no idea what my cost basis is, but I've been up about 2.5x on HBAR. It's been down a little bit. And the one thing you have to mention too, they're very close in price right now, in actual price, but HBAR has about 5 times the supply that Algorand does. Not so much in circulating supply, because less of it is out than it is for Algorand, but still far more, even when you compare circulating supplies. It's about 4 times, I think, because I think it's 30-some million, or billion, sorry, out there. And so for it to have a similar price is interesting, certainly. Alpha pulling back a little bit, that's one I'm a big fan of. Haystack is doing pretty well, you know, up a little bit, down a little bit on the 1 hour, but the 24 hour and 7 day is good. Polkadot, down a little bit. Just looking for any outliers here. I don't want to talk about Busk. Vocoin doing pretty well this week. Where's our everyday Algonaut? Is he in the chat? He's the guy behind Vocoin. He sent me a couple every once in a while. I think he's a little mad at me right now. MyCoin up 8% on the week, as is Governance Algo. Well, that's kind of following Algorand. D-Algo falling quite a bit on the week. Pheasant Pluckers. Funny little portmanteau there. Up 43%. That's pretty good. KuCoin nearing that 1 cent mark and is at 8.7% on the week. So for Coop holders, going to be happy about that from the coin from Coop Daniels. And we got Donkey down here. I know it's a little cut off. Donkey Dow at 38% up on the week. So that's pretty good. I wish I had a little trending page, but I like this little ticker. It'd be cool if I could put this little ticker down below on my stream. There's probably a way to do it. Let's look at some Hedera coins today. And for this, we're using SaucerSwap. They are not a sponsor, but I think they should become a sponsor, don't you? If y'all know anyone at Saucer, let me know. Give them a little shout out. Now, the one thing I wish they would add I wish they would add a 7 day because I like to look at the weekly more than just the daily. But here's where we're at. Just looking for anyone up more than a percent. We got PAC up there. Now, PAC just became, and we're going to cover that on the news section, but PAC just became an official partner of HBAR, which is pretty, or the Hedera Council, which is pretty cool. GIB still dropping more. What GIB is really going down. It was dropping a lot the last time we looked earlier in the week. KBL up 2.5%. That is good to see. This is Bitcoin on H, so we'd expect that to be going up the same as Bitcoin. Just looking for any other significant changes here. We got Dino up 2.63%. XKBL, I haven't heard of that. 2.55%. Big drop for SMACM at over 3%. Sundex up 2.3%. And we just have to cut it off somewhere because these tend to. We're kind of getting into the ones I haven't heard of. Well, here's XPAC. That's up 1.74%. And wrapped BNB up 5%. So if you got some wrapped BNB, you're pretty happy there. But this is the Saucer Swap dashboard. I'm glad they added this Explore tab, as I'm glad Haystack added it. It allows us to, use these platforms because we were using Salt before and that didn't really have much there. So happy to see this on Saucer Swap. Well, appreciate everyone joining in. I kind of want to see how the lives are going now. We should be live. I think I just got it going. I think we're live on Vertical. I think. If you're watching it on Vertical, give us a shout out so I know that it's visible. It's supposed to be working. In fact, I'm just going to look here. So just give me a second. I can see it in there, so it looks like it's working. Nice. All right. And just a reminder, if you have not hit the like button already, you'd really love it if you do that. That would help helps the viewership a lot, helps us get more eyeballs on this content, including your favorites, Algorand and Hedera and Polygon today too. So be sure to give a nice shout out and keep chatting because we love the chats. We love them. So all right, I'm gonna set up the next segment. Get a little coffee here. All right, that is the end of my coffee, and I try to hit the mute button. I kind of wish it was, well, anyway, kind of wish I had one of those little cough buttons that I could just fold down. I think those really help. Oh, I got to share the stream too, so just give me a second here. A cough button. There we go. I'll make sure I get that out there so people can see it. And let's see here. Yeah, it's been interesting. I achieved monetization on X, but for whatever reason, it's not really, my X streams have not been taking off, but my YouTube ones are. You know, that's better because I'm actually getting pretty good amount of money on there. So just pulling up my bookmarks. What should we do first? Should we do Algorand? Maybe we'll do Algorand. In fact, yeah, I have a thread, so I'm just going to use my thread, I think. All right, we got Hack and Deck. I'm just going to call you Hack and Deck from now on. What do you think how global war issues reflect on our altcoin rally? Everyone is fighting. Well, it's interesting because it hasn't seemed to had a huge impact on prices. I mean, you've had this global turmoil and prices have kind of steadily gone up. Now, maybe you could argue that it would have been more if that wasn't happening, but it's hard to argue that it's going in the right direction and yet all this stuff is happening that it's, that's what's the issue is. So I don't really know. But anyway, why don't we look here? Yeah, so all right, we're going to start our Algorand segment and we're going to go through a few things and then You know, as I go through my segment, I don't respond to chat unless it's relevant to what we're talking about. If it's something irrelevant, we'll talk about it afterwards. Okay. Let me just get some water. Algorand has had a surprising news-filled 2026 already, and it's still only early January, so it's been pretty amazing to see. And I put together a little thread of some of the news that's been happening that I think is definitely worth pointing out. So why don't we look at some of this news, because there's really been some pretty incredible stuff. All right, and the first one I want to start with is this. Justin Braille expands custom stablecoin issuance and orchestration platform to enterprise-grade quantum-resistant Algorand blockchain. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot. So why don't we actually zoom in here and see what this means, because this is like pretty typical for crypto, where stuff just, it just feels like it's really obscure and not spelled out well. So I think the main issue, in fact, I think the main thing we can talk about here is right here. For Algorand, this collaboration removes technical and regulatory barriers for applications, institutions, and enabling liquidity and access. Braille acts as an integrated fiat and on and off ramp, enabling frictionless movement of value between traditional banking systems and Algorand. This reduces the barriers for users and institutions entering or exiting the ecosystem. So this is really important, by the way. This is what you should lead with. This is like why you should always answer the question, why do I care about this? This is why you care. Okay, also, interoperability and reach. Braille's blockchain agnostic model allows assets minted through its platform to operate across more than 20 networks, connecting Algorand's ecosystem with global liquidity pools and payment partners. Okay, so remember we talked about liquidity, and that's making it easy to get dollars onto the system into Algorand and vice versa. Really important here. And this is how you present this stuff. This is how you talk about it. Liquidity is important, but, you know, just say like on and off ramp. Fiat on and off ramp. That is like, in other words, bringing dollars or euros or whatever onto the chain easily and off the chain easily. That's like really important, by the way. I think a lot of times that's, you know, not really, I think that's not really emphasized. So, and then interoperability, that just means like being able to move between different networks, between different cryptos. So the first one, when we talk about liquidity, we're talking about dollars or euros or whatever, pesos, whatever, in and out of the system. And then with interoperability, we're talking about movement between different blockchains. Compliance and transparency. Braille manages reserve custody, daily monitoring, and monthly attestations through regulated financial institutions. Now, you might say, like, well, crypto is already transparent, but this is transparent through regulated financial institutions, which provides developers and enterprises with a fully compliant, transparent framework. And then speed to market, partners commit new fiat-backed tokens or integrate existing stablecoins through Braille's APIs without building or maintaining blockchain or compliance infrastructure. In other words, it allows these companies to easily create stablecoins or get into blockchain without all the complication. Just, it's like a build-it-for-you system, in other words. And apparently, it is live now. Algorand is available to enterprises and developers in Braille's API and dashboard, and interoperable with every blockchain Braille supports. I wonder what the other ones they have are. Can we see them? I'm going to go here really quick and see if this says. Well, here they have Stellar, they have Spark, Canton, Radius, Aleo, and Terry. Some of these I've not heard of. Canton's pretty new. That one's been tearing it up lately. But, oh, here we go. Proven on 15 plus chains. We got Algorand, Hedera on there. So Hedera people, there you go. As well as Arbitrum, Avalanche, Base, BNB, Canton, Cello, Corium, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic. Like I said, Hedera, Kusama, Optimism, Polkadot, Polygon, Solana, Spark, Stellar, VeChain, Fiction, Zion, and XRP Ledger. So it might, you might actually ask yourself, why is Algorand so late to the party on this? But, you know, better late than never. And I want to see, an Algorand use case up here. But for Canton, 5 stablecoins issued, 50 plus accounts, 500,000 transactions to date. That's all on just Canton. We're gonna get, we gotta get that Algorand use case up here next. So let's look for that. CJ Ward says Algo is part of my treasury. HBAR 2, awesome. Well, it's both of those are part of the Braille use case. I wonder why they chose Braille. Did they say that anywhere? I'm just kind of curious about that because Braille, of course, I think it was spelled differently, but Braille is like the when you're blind and you got to read those little bumpy letters that help you read. They still use those? I assume so, huh? Anyway, that is the Braille expansion. And so I wanted to break that down a little bit because, like I said, sometimes the stuff just isn't really explained well in real terms, like, oh, I understand this. So that's what we got there. By the way, I need to check the multi-chat. I keep forgetting. I don't see anything that isn't. And by the way, if you are watching on Twitch or Kick, leave us a comment. So that's that. That's some big news. And then this one, too. This is from shared from Baron of Loxley. Appreciate the work that you do, sir. Let's see. Is that going to show up? Well, it is not. But Algorand was just included in this ETF. So it's the ProShares Trust ETF. And it's a basket of goods, including, let's see, I know it's not going to show up good here. There's Algorand, Aave, IOTA, Avalanche, Algorand, Shiba Inu, and Kronos. Algorand is a layer one decentralized blockchain which supports smart contracts. Shouldn't be supports. Anyway, this blockchain is using proof of stake consensus mechanism and aim to be, and the, whoever did the grammar on this, we kind of need some, needs a little frugal BC spell checking here. This blockchain is using proof-of-stake consensus mechanism and aims to be scalable, having fast transaction, and minimize the risk of smart contracts. Algo is the native token of the Algorand platform. Whew, that is rough. And sorry, I know there's no way I can move it around on the screen too much, but so Algorand does not yet have its own US-based ETF. There's one in, oh gosh, I forgot. I think it's in the somewhere in the Nordic region. Or was it a Swiss one? I don't know. It's somewhere over in the Europe region there somewhere, so continent, but not in the U.S. So this is at least inclusion in this this basket along with others like Avalanche and IOTA. And interesting that they included Shiba Inu. I find that very interesting. But and then I wanted to shout out this Haystack update. They've got some few updates on here, but this one I thought was pretty big deal, and I mentioned before, but it's they have position tracking. What does that mean? You can see the total bought, total sold, and remaining value and profit and loss, in other words, realized and unrealized gains of your positions. Instantly know where you stand so you can decide to add, hold, or exit in seconds. And Paul says Algorand is not surging in price, but I'll say it's the blockchain that seems to be ignored. Yeah. I don't think I said that. I think, my old title went up there. Shoot. Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I thought I changed all my titles, but apparently they didn't do that. So, okay, sorry about that. you're right, it's not surging. Dang it. Sorry about that. Anyway, also trades got some love. You can now filter on min trade amount, your own account, other accounts, and buy sells. Use the eye icon to see an account's trade bubbles on the chart. They got a new router. It's a full rewrite that dramatically improves routing speed and efficiency. So these guys, you know, they're building, man. They're building. As announced in our November Medium post, we updated Haystack's fees distribution. 75% to stakers plus buy burn and 25% to treasury, which will be used to fund marketing and growth initiatives. They adjusted their planned fee split. So 50% to stakers, 25% buy burn, now went to 70% stakers and 5% buy and burn. And they've already seen nearly 5% of the hay burned. So that's some really awesome news from Haystack. I think they're doing wonderful things in the market. And I want to talk about, so some of you guys, especially if you're channel members, you've been, Paul says, no worries, good content. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm not sure what happened there, why my old title went up instead of my new one, but sometimes these things happen, I guess. I think it because I started it, closed it, and restarted it, maybe. Yep, owned by my kitty is also, it was a title error, so relax. 90K in volume yesterday and 46K volume today already as of 1 hour ago. So for some of you guys have been following my Alpha Arcade experiment, and you know that recently the payments haven't been what they were earlier in the year. Looks like volume had decreased a little bit and now is starting to trend upward. Now, I think they're being a little generous with this trend line, but overall, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's automatic. I guess it's right on Nansen, so I feel like it doesn't really affect that little bit of a dip, but it is a smoothing mechanism. So yeah, nice to see volumes surging again, which should help for people getting payouts. I wonder if I can change the title. We'll do that in a minute. And then finally, I want to talk about daily lottery because play the Algorand daily lottery on mainnet. This has been my experiment lately, and it's a pretty interesting project. So I just put that out there to add to today's thread. I think this is really cool. It's you basically buy lot tickets with Algorand, and you can win prizes, but also you get a cut of the like a 15% cut of the rewards, and you keep getting that. You keep getting that over and over. So it is a little, I don't want to call it Ponzi like, but it does require to keep people to keep buying tickets, and so the payouts will drop if less people buy tickets every day. So that's something to keep in mind, but I thought that was interesting. And then one other thing I want to show you guys, since we were talking about Braille, season 3 episode 10 of Verifiably Random is out, and it has the Braille founder and CEO on the channel. So definitely go check that out. I will be checking that out myself later today. I'll put that on my list of things to see. And you know, I think that should be a good one. Maybe we can get him on at some point. That part I'm still trying to figure out. So all right, that is our Algorand segment today. Thank you so much. And yes, owned by my kitty says 0% change for HBAR, 1% for Algo. You call that surging. Well, that was a title mistake. That was not what the title was supposed to be. And I'm actually going to try to change it right now because that's the title from last week. And last week, that was definitely true. This week, it is not. But I find it funny. Well, I guess my comments wouldn't be in the chat. So fair enough. But let me see if I can. I think I can change the title. What was my title supposed to be? All right, there you go. Title's changed. Stop complaining. I think next I'm gonna take a little break, but I want to get to the Polygon news because I think that's really interesting. I'm not sure if I got a lot of Polygon fans, but even if you're not a fan of it per se, like I think it's at least interesting. So I'm just going to take a quick check to see how we're doing. Yeah, we're doing okay. We got some viewers. And I just want to ask anybody watching on Vertical on Shorts. Owned by Kitty, because can someone address Lewis Jackson's latest research that XRP will not be used as a settlement token, nor will utility affect price. Interesting. Green Blue says he's a Polygon bag holder. Awesome. I wonder if I can. It's not really showing me. I think it'd be really cool if it showed me, like, whether someone's watching. Analytics. Okay. I was just curious if it would show me if people are watching on Vertical or not. Doesn't look like it will. So I'll go back to Yeah, I guess we'll just start our polygon segment next. Just give me a second. So one of the coins that has been surging recently, especially today when I woke up, was Polygon. And I wondered, how could Polygon, out of all the coins, be pumping so much when that has not been the case with Polygon if you've been tracking its price for a while? It is not done well, but today I wanted to find out what is going on with Polygon. Well, it turns out there's some really significant developments with Polygon, and we're going to cover those today. So let's dive in and take a look. So this is the price chart I shared. I said, dude, what's up with Polygon? I've been skeptical that news really moves crypto prices anymore, but is this related to the new stablecoin structure it unveiled? So I did a little bit of digging just to find out what that might be, and we will dive into that in a second. But it is up. It was up when I posted this. It was up almost 20% in a 24-hour period. Balsicus Maximus said it's because they're burning. It should be they are, but burning the absolute beep out of the supply, which I thought was really interesting. First, let's look at the stablecoin things. This one from Ledger Insights ought to help a little bit. Maybe we'll go here. Polygon unveils stablecoin payments stack as rivals build competing chains. Polygon Labs, the developer behind the Polygon Proof of Stake blockchain, is planning an open money stack for stablecoins and tokenized deposits later in 2026. Polygon finished 2025 with $3.3 billion in stablecoins on chain. That is a big number, by the way. I think Algorand's isn't even at $100 million, so that's a huge number. However, several new blockchains, public blockchains, aim to target payments, creating a land grab. All money will move on-chain over time, said Sandeep Nayawal, founder of Polygon and CEO of Polygon Foundation. The companies and infrastructure that define that future will be built in the next few years, and this is the moment that matters. A proliferation of different stablecoins and deposit tokens will prove awkward if users only wish to hold one type. Polygon states that senders will not think about the form of on-chain money recipients prefer, and recipients will not need to dictate what is sent. The decoupling of money sent from the money received is foundational to open money. Whoa, I'm a little bit of that. Anyway, this is what I'm talking about, this new stablecoin payment stack, and I wondered if that was leading to it. By the way, before we go on, I have to say I did some searching for Polygon videos because I thought maybe it'd be fun to react to a video. And all I could really find was like price predictions. And I found the same guy had two different videos about Polygon. And one was like Polygon to surge 500%. The other one is Polygon goes to zero. And I'm like, and they're like 3 weeks apart. I'm like, okay. This is why when I talk about price predictions, I mean, they're just noise. Just you really ought to not worry about them too much. I think they're just kind of silly. Anyway, so not that. Let's go to. So this is what might actually be leading to the price. And I'm going to pull that down just a smidge. There we go. Paul's use lately has made it deflationary. So this is what's going on. Polygon chain is having its S-curve moment on the fees generated. The last 3 to 4 days, every day, 1 million Polygon is getting burned in base fees. To put it in perspective, continue for the whole year, 3.5% of Polygon's is POL now. By the way, there was a switch between Matic and POL. Pol's total supply will get burned 3.5%. That makes Pol massively deflationary. 3.6 billion Pol is staked, and stakers and validators earn a combined rewards of 1.5% of the Polygon. 2026 is the year of the Polygon resurrection. Maybe I should look into staking Polygon at some point, but that's what's going on. That probably has the most to do with the surge. It might be two of those things in combination. But when you see a surge like that and it's outside of what everything else is doing, you have to wonder about that a little. Solon Rock says, love to hear this. I really like Polygon. I think it's the value just starting to be realized. I sold a while ago and I'm surprised the price didn't shoot up immediately after. Don't we all feel like that? This is good. In general, I still believe in the project. I still keep it. I took it for $1. Honestly, yes, the coin shows a low price, but I'll leave the project. Feels like a lot of the stuff people saying on here feels like what people say about Algorand too. It's because everyone's pulling their money out. LOL. So far, Polygon has been the biggest mistake in the portfolio. Well, it's definitely been a big loss in mine, I'll tell you what. The biggest problem is that ETH gets so quick and cheap now that I start to believe there's no reason anymore besides egg layer for Polygon. Crypto adoption for payments is just getting started too, very undervalued. So get a Polygon as bread, bruh, give it up. What's your argument for that? It seems weird to say it's dead when the biggest app is on Polygon, biggest banks use Polygon Rails, usage at all-time highs. They don't have any real transaction, and ZK is being adopted by other networks, including L1s that don't require a separate token and aren't run by max extractors. Would that be Algorand? Is Algorand one of those? Greenblue says, I thought that Polygon were having the opposite conversation about capping the uncapped supply of Pol versus Matic. Well, that would make it even more deflationary. If they're going to cap the supply and introducing a burn mechanism, that would be very deflationary at that point. So interesting. Yeah. It just feels like a lot of this is very similar to the conversations on Algorand, except there's the connection to ETH that we don't have, obviously. So anyway, I thought that was really, really interesting because I really did wonder what exactly is going on in Polygon and why is the price. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, let's pull that up, huh? Yeah, even as that was this morning, it's still up like 15%, basically. Sorry, we're just getting this. This is the 1 year. So just so you know what I'm talking about, this is the 1 year chart. But why don't we go to even the week? I think we're way up on the, yeah, we're, hold on. Yeah, we're still way up on the week. So it's nice to see it going in the right direction, at least finally. Sitting at 48, so it's at least in the top 50s still, but Polygon used to be like top 10, right? I'm pretty sure. And so seeing it be like that, not so good. Total supply about 10.5 billion at the present, and no max supply yet. So I don't know if they're going to cap it or not, but we'll see. I haven't like super dived into Polygon news, to be honest, but that's what I learned so far today. And here we got Polygon themselves talking about the open money stack. So yeah, interesting stuff. Anyway, that's our Polygon news for today. I hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, it's been one of the worst in my portfolio, but hopefully that will be changing around soon. So yeah, let us know what you think about that. Otherwise, we'll probably get on to the next segment. And the last one is... last one we're going to do is Hedera today. And then we'll cap things off. But I appreciate everyone being here. It's a nice Friday today. I don't know what it's like where you are. It's been rainy and melty and weird. So... which is very interesting, but I'm glad we got this vertical thing going. And like I said, if you are watching on vertical, let us know, give us a chat and let us know that you're watching on vertical. Cause I know it's supposed to be possible. So I think I hope it's on the shorts. Hackendack says, when is Robin? By the way, number one chatter now, cause he's been chatting a lot. You're the top fan for today so far. Yeah, that's been an issue. People have been threatening to pull their money off of Robinhood unless they get Algorand on there. And I think, I don't know why not. Why wouldn't you add it? You should add everything in the top 100, in my opinion, especially ones that have been there a long time. Maybe I should get a little straw for that, huh? A little less noisy, maybe. Okay, what else? I'm just going to respond to some things here. Just a reminder, by the way. Just a reminder, we have our new podcast on all platforms, well, on Apple and Spotify. So if you want to listen to this on the go while you're walking around, walking the dog, doing some housework, what have you, that's available now. And you can get that on Apple iTunes or Spotify. So, and I do some editing on it, so there's not as much space. I take some of the spaces out and I do a little audio work on it. Nothing too fancy. I'm not a audio engineer by any means, but Green Blue says Robin Hood is financially tied to Solana. I guess were they the ones that had some connection to Polymarket, or was that Coinbase I'm thinking of? Sometimes it's hard to keep all this stuff straight, you know. Ooh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. All right, as I've had Wyoming versus Delaware. Dude, they should be coming to Wyoming. They absolutely should be going to Wyoming. I don't know why they're going to Delaware. It's not a crypto-friendly environment. I'm very confused by that. I haven't heard them make a case for Delaware. And by the way, when they say moving, like, it really just is the incorporation, because they're all spread out. It's not like they're all sitting in a room together. Sometimes I wonder if maybe that's a problem, but because I will tell you, when I was doing some work with them, I met with like three different people just to make a video, and I was getting like three different sets of instructions, and it was crazy. Green Blue says tokenized tumbleweeds. Anyway, like I said, we're going to do our Hedera segment now, and when I'm in the segment, I usually don't respond to other things, so just keep that in mind. If it's Hedera related, I'll bring it up, especially if it's related to what we're talking about. Otherwise, we'll save it for after the segment. But, well, I've said before, Hedera had an amazing 2025, shaping up to have a great 2026, but this account thinks that Hedera is, frankly, overrated. Now, we're going to look at the arguments, we're going to break it down and see what we think. And it's not the only coin they took a shot at, by the way. They took a shot of a lot of coins. But why don't we just dive into this, because this is pretty wild. And this is from an account called Hantengri, which it's interesting, that's for sure. It calls it the easiest way to stay poor in 2026, part one. And not a fan of a lot of coins, not a fan of Aptos, not a fan of Avalanche or Polkadot or Sui. Really, really took a stab at Sui, as well as Say, Story, XRP, not a fan of XRP. ISO 20022 is compliant. That is total nonsense, by the way. It just has nothing to do with nothing, okay? It's total fake. We've gone through it with some of the people who work on the blockchains who are, you know, would actually are on those blockchains, and they tell you there's no such thing. A dApp could use the ISO 20022 bank standard, but yeah, total nonsense. Not a big fan of ICP either. Interesting. Cardano hates on Cardano, hates on Stellar, hates on Movement. I don't know what that one is. Pi Network, you know, I don't know about Pi Network. I actually was playing around with this back when it was like you had to do it on a mobile app or whatever. EOS, well, EOS is like totally dead. So that's such an old chain. So yeah, that's fine. I'm not gonna. Wait, where did it go? I know I saw. Oh yeah, here it is. It was Stellar and Hedera. Not a fan. So okay. Everything written in XRP post applies to this worthless thing as well. But there's two of them, so okay. Same ISO 20022 fair tales, some flat earth vibes, somehow sitting at 12 billion FDV. Zero HBAR. The HBAR is another one. But I will tell you, to be fair, I've not heard anybody from HBAR talk about ISO 20022. The influencers might, I've never heard anybody from Algorand talk about it or any of the coins. I haven't heard anybody about XRP talk about this narrative. It's completely created outside of those blockchains. So just to be clear, I've not heard any of those people talk about it. Now, if you want to watch, I've made several videos about ISO 20022 and why it's complete BS. It's a real thing. It's just a bank messaging syntax standard that has nothing to do with cryptocurrency. It's not a compliance standard, so it doesn't mean anything for a coin to be compliant. It doesn't operate with the blockchain at all. Now, a dApp that is built on a blockchain that is capable of doing cross-border payments would probably use that syntax. That would make sense. But that's like separate from saying something inherently in a blockchain is or is not compliant. It's just, it's crap. So whatever. But actually, there's not really much. Fortunately, sitting at a $7 billion FDV, we don't really get to see it because it's kind of like hidden up. So zero. Yeah, I think this is kind of silly. And I just really don't think there's very good arguments. You might need to expand the screenshots, blah, blah, blah. Have fun staying poor. So Dom is, we are Twitter friends. Call him friend of the channel, because why not? He says, if you're so smart, how do you suggest people become rich? Staying poor is easy. I said, he clearly loves Algorand then. Guy who is mega bullish, mega ETH, talks about staying poor in 2026. Cope more, you little worm. Sounds like a nice guy. Our XRP should have been first on that list. It's chronological. Chronological? Is it? I think he meant alphabetical. Yeah, he actually did mean alphabetical. Broads, only Vovo uses AVAX. So whatever. I don't see a lot of people. I don't see a lot of people defending HBAR, but he just blasted a bunch of stuff. Maybe he'll get to. It'd be interesting if he also yells at Algorand. Anyway, that's silliness, but whatever. In better news, Hashback is now an official community partner of the Hedera Council. This reflects the role we've played and will keep playing in supporting grassroots builders, users, and those shaping Hedera from the ground up. Same mission, more momentum. Give a big shout out to them, but they are now partners with the Hedera Council. And I think that's a big positive move for them. I thought this was interesting too. This is from Santiment. They do some pretty good market intelligence, as they say. 4,300 cryptocurrencies covered, which is pretty impressive. Here are cryptocurrencies, we'll say. Crypto's top real world assets by development, measured by number of developers, which I have to say, I find this count kind of, I tend to find this a little bit suspect. But anyway, Hedera at the very top of this list, followed by Chainlink, AVAX, Stellar, Chia Project, never heard of Chia Project, XLR, IOTA, VeChain, Injective, and Origin Trail. Interesting name. Is that a play on Oregon Trail? I used to play that when I was a kid. Read more about the Santiment feed methodology for pulling GitHub activity data from project repositories and why it is so useful for crypto trading. Is it, though? I wonder. I wonder if that's a real accurate way of getting development activities, but we can look into it really briefly. What is dev activity and why is it important when exploring the crypto space, whether as a user, trader, investor, or other role? It is important to pay attention to the size of the community behind each project. It's even more critical to know how many community members are developers and, more importantly, how many of those developers are active contributors. This can be assessed by observing their activity on GitHub. Now, maybe I don't know about this. Is everybody use GitHub? Is there no other alternative to this? I just want to be sure about that. It seems to be like, when I dive into the code, it tends to be on GitHub from what I've seen, so maybe that's true. The more development activity a project has, the greater chances are that their product will grow and be adopted by the users. However, development activity can be monitored in different ways. Now, this is interesting. Why events and not commits? So I've seen a lot of people use commits. In the crypto space, many projects base their work on other projects. The term fork means that you inherit the work of others and iterate on that work yourself. For example, all Bitcoin forks inherit the hard parts from the original Bitcoin code base and make some tweaks on top of it. The fork also gets all the commits. So if your pure commits counting is done, all these forks will report the same level of dev activity as the original repository. But if events are counted, the active forking produces a single event, so we'll be essentially be counting only the extra work done on top of the original. See, that's really important to me. Because I think that's why it gets distorted sometimes. I think people count, I've seen people count specifically commits and not events, and commits seems like it's a much better way to count that. Here you got some charting of Bitcoin commits. So yeah, I just wanted to dive into that a little bit deeper because I think it's important that how you measure that sentiment really matters. I wonder who else is on here. Well, here they have Algorand at number 7. Wait, is this the same thing? Now it looks like, what happened to Hedera? Disappeared. That's very strange. Well, that's interesting. Hedera was up there and now it's not. So apparently this is a fairly volatile list because you wouldn't, oh no, here it is. They didn't have the little symbol. Yeah, so now Hedera is down in 4th and Algorand made the list. It was not on that list before. Although was that, were they just showing us? No, they showed us the top 10. So yeah, apparently you need to do some kind of smoothing to get an accurate list. But okay, I was just curious. And do we have any more Hedera news? Well, I had this video. I don't want to react to a full video today. I did want to get into this though because Hedera Foundation announced organizational changes, including layoffs. So we just had this huge, powerful year for Hedera, but now we're talking some layoffs, some tightening of the operations. And I know some people have asked for this on Algorand too. Grants will continue and network governance by the Hedera Council remains unchanged. So here's the image. Let's see if I pull that up. Yeah, here's the whole image. Hedera, Web3 is growing fast as the network matures. Hedera Foundation is committed to meaningful growth with a sharper focus on boosting market efficiency, supporting existing grantees, and building integrations and infrastructure that expand access to Hedera. To support that focus, the foundation is making a series of strategic organizational changes to better align the ecosystem development efforts, blah, 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 with long-term objectives of the network. Anyway, what's not changing? The foundation is not changing. All existing is deeply dedicated to its grantees. Hedera Council remains unchanged. Hashgraph remains focused on product development and serving enterprises. But what is changing is the Hedera Foundation will hone its strategic focus to be centered on driving market efficiency and supporting existing grantees, Web3 integrations, and market infrastructure that improve access to Hedera and HBAR availability. With this, core business development functions will consolidate into Hashgraph, enabling stronger alignment on teams and outreach effort. And, you know, this is when we talk about some of the stuff with Algorand and its foundation and then its Algorand Inc. A lot of people are saying this should all just be one thing. It's just crazy to have those two things separate at this point. Some business and ecosystem development functions previously at the foundation are expected to be consolidated within Hashgraph to support enterprise products and services, financial services, and go-to-market and council recruitment and enablement. Notice there's a spelling error on services here. I know, it's what kind of nerd I am, by the way. A note on staffing, these changes do mean that some roles outside of foundation's core focus have been made redundant. That is never easy. We are grateful for the people who have contributed to the foundation and Hedera ecosystem, and we are committed to handling this transition responsibly and respectfully. And some people, like I said, some people have felt that the Algorand Foundation is overstaffed too. So this is a good move from Hedera Foundation. You probably, sometimes these organizations grow a little too a little too quickly, and they end up with being overstaffed. What's next? Over the coming weeks, we'll continue to outreach to grantees, partners, and service providers to ensure smooth transition and business continuity. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I see a lot of people saying, good. Layoffs say you aren't sustainable and don't make any money. Changes like this are common as organizations evolve. I've seen it a lot before. Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely agree with that for sure. So Hackindex saying Hedera has no quantum thing. Yeah, there's a big debate. I got into a big debate about quantum between Algorand and Hedera with one of their influencers, and it didn't end well. We'll just say that. HR is pretty good liquidity at 0.125. Yeah. I'm way up on, I'm still over 2x up on Hedera, probably at 12 and a half cents. Yeah, probably 2.5x. So hard to complain about that too much. HBAR pays more money for business and listings, while Algo still pays for all the buildings. All the building, yeah. Greenblue says, if you're looking for a new deep dive, AVAX may be worth a peek. Scaramucci bought at $11.75. This was half the price at the time. Staking is easy too. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but I think this is a good move from the foundation. I think the consolidation is probably a good thing. It means you're paying attention to efficiency. So very smart. Yeah, I think that's the main thing I wanted to cover today for Hedera. So appreciate you guys all tuning in for the Hedera news. Yeah, I guess that's all we got for today. I appreciate everyone tuning in. We had a pretty good audience. And if you haven't given the like button already, by the way, I'd appreciate you guys doing so. Did we have another? No, we didn't. If you're new here and you haven't hit the subscribe button now, I'd greatly appreciate you doing so. It always helps the channel, helps people, helps us grow a little bit. And the like button, pushing that is always good as well. We got 21 likes, so that's a good amount. Love to keep a couple more. But yeah, I think that's it. So guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you being here. Just remember, you can give a shout out to Haystack in the link below. You can start trading on Haystack, and it helps support the channel at the same time. One of the more usable dApps in Algorand also. Yeah, well, we had much higher change code, so, it's a good audience. Piss off. Anyway, peace out, says Catlin. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate everybody but change code. Anyway. Hackendack asks, what does Hedera mean? Well, it's interesting. If you search Hedera, you get the plant, because there's a plant called Hedera. So I don't know if you based it on that, but that's the only reference I've found. But otherwise, yeah, that's it. That's that. So anyway, thanks for being here. I appreciate you guys. Have a good day, and I will see